Vidar's favourite song ever, Muse, and Feeling Good, and that was for Bress as well, and Friday I'm in Love before. For Kevin, Mark and Claire, well, this makes me feel good, that one, the Full English Breakfast Show, 30 minutes past 8. Question from David, Sarah.
Oh, no.
In reference to the French lockdown rules, what qualifies as a mission of general interest? Delivering sandbags to the front line, David.
I thought that and I looked into it and that's literally what it says, a mission of general interest.
Entrée générale.
Yeah, so...
Because I had to go sort of more than 10 kilometres away last week sometime and I needed to buy something in a shop which was more than 10 kilometres away and it didn't say shopping on that list.
Yeah, but you see, that's where it's... Well, that's where it's all just very confusing because if it's more than 10 kilometres away, normally you can. If it's 30 kilometres... As long as you have the form with you, saying, for example, you're going to a store that you have to go to that is more than 10 kilometres away, you can.
Right.
Within 30 kilometres.
You better do your homework first, though, to make sure that that same product that you're going to the store that's more than 10 kilometres
away...
Well,
it will be one of the essential stores, which is the list is on the government website.
It's no good saying if you're going to Mondelēz for paint if you live in Antibes, because they'll just say you could get it in Castorama.
They may well
say that. Is Castorama open?
Oh, I don't know. You know what? I try my best, but no, mission of general interest.
It is very confusing. It's just a fudge, really, isn't it?
I think it's how important it is. That's how it comes down to. I think if you can make out that it's imperative,
vital,
vital, compelling.
Stay home and eat chocolate.
And I mean,
the thing
is that Macron did say, you know, go off this weekend.
Yes. Oh, you can go off this weekend. Yeah.
So and the difference, one of the main difference, which wasn't a compelling reason before, was childcare. So, for example, if you want to go and drop your children off with the grandparents or with an aunt or an uncle or whatever, you can. But they then have to stay there. How they get back, I don't know, because you see, Charlotte heard that and is now going off to the bar.
Tonton et Teti.
But, yeah, how she gets back, I don't know. Well, then I guess it would be a compelling reason to get back to her mother if she wants to get back to her mother.
Je vais faire un séjour chez Teti. Yeah.
So,
I forgot what I was going to say now. Wasn't terribly interesting, I don't think. Oh, yes. Did you see the eminent French virologist being interviewed on the BBC yesterday, Catherine Hill? Yeah, she's from some institute in Paris.
I didn't see her on the BBC. I saw her a few months ago. I spoke about her to you. She was on the Quotidien.
Yeah,
and she was excellent.
She says that she fears the worst. She says that it's just a complete mess and that this is not going to actually bring down the number of cases substantially.
No, at the very beginning, her thing was that the testing hadn't been rolled out.
Well, she was going
enough
on about that.
Yeah.
She was saying, what's the point of sort of testing one class in a primary school and one person gets it and they close the class down, but they haven't tested the rest of the school?
Well, and there's a question of the testing. I mean, you know, I do regular testing. Charlotte has done too.
Do you? Then they...
Well, yes.
You're a glutton for punishment.
But then they're saying somebody Charlotte knew, you know, the father did a test, it was negative, so he thought he was all right. Had symptoms, thought it was the flu, went back, did a second test, came back positive, you know, and now he's in a really bad way. So the testing, there are those tests that actually aren't necessary. And even when I went, they were saying, well, you can't be 100% sure. And it's the antigenic tests, obviously the longer ones in the laboratories now, because the laboratories have obviously passed it on to the chemists. So this quick testing is all very well, but I don't know how reliable it is.
Get vaccinated as soon as possible. It's the only solution, really. Okay, I was going to talk about dinosaurs. We haven't got enough time now. Right.
Pop quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Question number one. For a clue is that they all have feel in the title to do with the Feel Good Friday theme. This song released in 1975 by an English supergroup. The lyrics are, baby, when I think about you, I think about love. Darling, don't live without you and your
bad
love.
Bad Company, feel like making love.
Correct.
That's coming up later, actually.
Question number two. This song was released in 1967 by a female American soul singer. Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired.
Aretha Franklin.
And?
You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman.
Correct. And finally, released in 1969 by a British singer. Seems I've got to have a change of scene. Every night I have the strangest dreams. Imprisoned by the way it could have been. Left here on my own, or so it seems. I've got to leave before I start to scream, for someone's locked the door and took the key.
Oh, is it a female?
No, male.
Oh, okay. I can hear it in my head, but I just can't think who it is.
I mentioned him yesterday. It was one of his versions.
Ice Cube.
No.
That's coming up later as well, Craig.
Joe Cocker, I'm feeling all right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there we go.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lyster has the top stories across the Riviera.
From tomorrow, Saturday the 3rd of April, all French departments will be subject to the same rules and restrictions, almost identical to those that applied until now in 19 departments. The 7pm curfew will be maintained in the whole of France. No outing is authorised except for one of the 8 derogatory reasons mentioned on the certificate, which are for a professional activity, education and training, medical consultation and care, a compelling family reason or childcare, a situation of handicap, judicial or administrative reasons, a mission of general interest, a transit and long distance movements, as well as pets. Between 6am and 7pm, everyone is allowed to circulate freely in public, provided they do not go more than 10 kilometres from their place of residence as the crow flies. Unlike the previous lockdowns, these outdoor trips are authorised without any time limit. An identity document or any other proof of address will be requested. For meetings in small groups outdoors, gatherings in public spaces must be limited to 6 people, with a few exceptions, such as funerals, declared events, public ceremonies, professional activities, supervised sporting activities and transport. Now, for this month of April, alcohol consumption on public roads, especially in parks and in front of bars, is no longer authorised. Emmanuel Macron calls on the French to avoid private gatherings, parties with friends, families, relatives, especially at home. This is a recommendation and not a ban, as the head of state does not have the legal means to impose a maximum number of guests in the home. The government is relying on everyone to act responsibly. For purchases in a reduced number of stores, only businesses deemed to be essential can remain open, in particular food, garages or even computer and IT stores. The list available on the government website has been expanded compared to the previous lockdowns, allowing hairdressers, booksellers, record stores and florists to continue to welcome customers. Other businesses wishing to maintain an activity must be satisfied with delivery or click and collect. Trips of more than 10 kilometres under certain conditions. If you wish to venture beyond a radius of 10 kilometres during the day, you must be in possession of a completed exceptional travel certificate. The reasons allowing you to travel within your department or in a neighbouring department located less than 30 kilometres rather from your home are shopping, accompanying your children to school for those that have access to childcare, cultural establishments or places of worship, and administrative or legal procedures. You can also travel without limit of distance by ticking certain reasons. A full list of those reasons is available on the Riviera Radio website at rivieraradio.mc. Travel tolerance during the Easter weekend. This tolerance will end on Monday evening, according to the Minister of Interior, which specifies that it concerns only travel during the day to go to spend the next few weeks in a place of your choice. The curfew rules will remain valid until Easter weekend. Concerning childcare and childminders, the decision has not yet been resolved and the French government is expected to make an announcement today. The Prime Minister had initially indicated that childminders could no longer welcome children. For the region, there are certain minimum reception facilities for childcare open to priority personnel in the following sectors: health, rescue and security, and parents who cannot, whose job cannot be done remotely. For more information on facilities available in Cagnes-sur-Mer, Nice, Vence and Saint-Laurent-du-Var, again, the information is available on our website, rivieraradio.mc. As far as COVID figures are concerned, the Regional Health Agency has reported 12 new deaths linked to COVID on Thursday in hospitals in the Alpes-Maritimes. The incident rate has reportedly stabilised at 473, with the Bouches-du-Rhône now overtaking the Alpes-Maritimes, hit by a sharp increase in its incident rate of 480 on April the 1st. Meanwhile, French Minister of Health Olivier Véran has said that the peak of the epidemic could be reached in 7 to 10 days if all goes well. Speaking to French media, he said that it would take 2 more weeks to reach the peak of intensive care patients. He also announced the opening of a new intensive care facility in the Paris region. And more than 70% of people approve of the main measures announced by President Macron. That's according to a survey for France Info and Le Figaro. The survey also suggested that 46% intended to break the rules. In other news, the public transport network of the Nice Côte d'Azur metropolitan area will be severely disrupted today due to national strike action. According to the latest information from Ligne d'Azur, no trams will run in Nice and many bus lines, including the four busiest, will not be operating. Finally, Altmaer team MP Eric Ciotti and president of the Altmaer team have written to President Macron asking for the government to honour its financial commitments after Storm Alex. They said that the cost of works is estimated to be 1 billion euros, but only 26 million euros has been received from the state out of at least 100 million euros promised.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
Football, the English Premier League is back in action this weekend. We'll have our Premiership previews after the latest from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Paul Serres at the BBC Sports Centre. The Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta says it's sad to hear that Sergio Aguero will be leaving Manchester City at the end of the season. Arteta says he hasn't spoken to the striker since the news was announced on Monday. He worked with Aguero when he was City's assistant manager and says the Argentine international has made an indelible mark at the club.
He's been probably the main face that has lifted that project. You need some leadership, you need some quality, you need players to create moments. It's his charisma, his personality, the way he is. He's loved by everybody at that club. It's sad to see someone living like him, but I think what he's done, it will be there like history.
Arsenal are back in Premier League action on Saturday when they face Liverpool. And the champions have learnt today that the Real Madrid captain Sergio Ramos won't be facing them in either of the legs of their Champions League quarter-final. The Spanish international picked up a calf injury while on international duty this week. The Crystal Palace manager Roy Hodgson has played down any problems between himself and forward Michy Batshuayi. The striker claimed there was a lack of trust from his club boss while on international duty with Belgium.
Well, I think it's fairly common criticism for players when they go away and play for their national team, although Michy only played 60 minutes, I think, in the three games. But they often then, if they're asked what's gone wrong, they praise the national team and criticise the club. It's a fairly common occurrence. But we know what Michy can do. We know that he's a goal scorer. It was good to see him score his goal. It was a very good goal too.
And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
So, here we go. 2-3-4 in the English Premier League this weekend. Chelsea play West Brom.
Well, West Brom have been struggling, so I think that's going to be a win for Chelsea.
Ding! 3 points for the Blues. Leeds against Sheffield United. Yorkshire derby.
Got to be Leeds.
Don't know. Yeah, Leeds. Leicester against Manchester City. Ooh.
Man City.
Yeah, that will help Chelsea, actually, if Manchester City do beat Leicester. And Arsenal against Liverpool.
Liverpool be trying to keep the Champions League hopes alive, but who knows? Anything can happen. I'd like to say a win for Liverpool, of course, but it may well be a draw.
Well, Arsenal blow hot and cold, really, don't they? So I'll go for a Liverpool win there, just to keep you happy. On Sunday, Southampton play Burnley.
I'll go for a draw there.
Could be a sneaky Burnley win there. Morning, Stuart. Newcastle against Spurs.
Spurs.
I think so, yeah. Aston Villa against Fulham.
Aston Villa.
Draw. And Manchester United against Brighton.
Manchester United.
You never know with Brighton. They can cause a few surprises, but yeah, I think I'll go with United. Monday, Everton against Crystal Palace.
Oof. Don't know about that.
It's got to be Everton, hasn't it?
Really? Do you
think so? I
think so,
yeah.
Whoa, I don't know. They lost to Burnley.
Well.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm going to go for a draw there.
And Wolves against West Ham.
West Ham?
Yeah, it's got to. I think West Ham will win that. Formula One, Daniel Ricciardo's back. Changes being made to Australia's Formula One circuit in an attempt to improve racing. 7 of these 16 corners in Melbourne's Albert Park track are being modified for the race, which has been rescheduled for the 21st of November. The biggest change is the removal of the chicane at turns 9 and 10. Ricciardo says it will make the racing closer. Cricket, West Indies will try to force victory on the final day of the second test against Sri Lanka in North Sound. At stumps on day four, West Indies have declared their innings on 280 for four. That's their second innings, as Sri Lanka had reached 29 without loss when play was stopped for the day, leaving them to make an unlikely 348 to win the match. And in rugby union, the European Champions Cup is back in action this weekend. Tonight, Leicester play Toulon and Gloucester host La Rochelle. On Saturday, Wasps play Clermont-Auvergne, Munster play Toulouse and Exeter host Lyon. And on Sunday, Racing 92 play Edinburgh. Bordeaux host Bordeaux? No, it's not Bordeaux hosting Bordeaux Bègles. Now, Scarlets play Sale. I will correct that second tie for you in a few minutes' time.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almaracim and the Var, the general situation is weakening high pressure 1,017 to 1,021 millibars across the region. Winds at east variable, force 1 to 3. The sea is calm, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat 1,018 millibars. And the outlook for Saturday, partially cloudy, force 2 to 4 northeasterly winds, slight seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are variable, force 1 to 3. The sea is calm, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,018 millibars. And the outlook for Saturday, partially cloudy, force 2 to 4. Southeasterly winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced, high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
So it's Bordeaux Bègles against Bristol. Got there in the end in the Champions Cup in the rugby on Sunday. Clear skies today, lights to moderate variable winds, temperatures 16 to 18 degrees, that's up to 64 degrees Fahrenheit. Overnight lows 12 or 13 degrees with cloudy skies. The Easter weekend, partly cloudy, the chance of some showers tomorrow afternoon, highs of 15 to 18 degrees. Hope it doesn't rain on Sunday for my annual Easter egg hunt.
You have to remember where you hid them, that's the only thing.
In the garden.
No, I know, but when I did it last year, I couldn't remember where I'd hidden them.
So. I do it on the morning, I get up before everyone else and just do it.
Yeah, but then you have, when they're actually doing it, you have to remember where you put them.
Oh, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I thought this would be your ideal job during your holiday, but apparently I've read the small print and it only applies to American citizens. A website is looking for a volunteer ready to watch all the James Bond films in 30 days for €800.
I do that three times a year anyway.
An American website is looking for a candidate to watch all 24 spy films in the James Bond series in 30 days. It's a description of a dream job offered by the American website, which specialises in current events in cinema, television series and even video games. The person who will be recruited will have to watch these 24 feature films for a total of more than 51 hours in 30 days.
On Her Majesty's Secret Service is on tonight.
There you go.
I'd find it hard work watching the Timothy Dalton ones, though. So.